This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all just stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. If you've been in a coma, then you don't know that Barbara Bush has died at 92. Now, you know what? And I know this isn't going to sound right because, you know, I speak the English so good, right? She lived a long 92 years. Come on. And I'm not making fun of anybody's grandmother here, but it wasn't 92 years. It wasn't like the last 15 years of her life was in a wheelchair where other people had to take care of her. The woman moved around. She was doing things. She had it together between the ears. There's some people in their 60s that don't have it together between their ears. So she got a long, healthy life. A full life. Good for her. And I don't know, I hope somebody do tell us what was wrong with her. You know, it's kind of scary. She comes home from the hospital, and 2 days later, she's dead. Maybe even a day later, I don't know. So I don't know what kind of disease it was, or what she had, or condition she had. But our hearts and prayers go out to the family. So, before I get to the Joe Biden story, he said the Republicans... They don't want blacks to vote. Yeah, you know, because we were all for the Jim Crow laws, and we started the NRA to only give whites guns. Yeah, I remember all that. It never stops. I love it. I just find it very amusing. So, Kimberly, I don't want to say our lady in the street because it just doesn't sound right. She works with Family America in California. Now they're running around and pushing cities to do an opt out for the, you know, California Sanctuary State, which is what is it, that SB 50, whatever it is, I can't remember the name, SB 54. So they are getting warriors, yes, true warriors, not Facebook warriors, out there and get involved in the process. Now, she sent me a notification showing me that the ACLU was actually buying time on Facebook and other places to put out ads to make sure their people showed up. Now, I don't know what that means, but whatever. Because, you know, we hate Hispanics, even though we've got Hispanics running for office all over the state. But again, it shouldn't be about Hispanics, right? Let me help you here. You know what it should be about? The right person doing the job. That's what it should be about. It's too tough to understand, isn't it? So when Kimberly goes out and does these things, I mean, thank God she's got people going with her that will help and support. But when you talk about what they're doing and where they're going and frankly, being in the belly of the beast, if you would. Right? And she's tracking the cities for me and others to show the ones that they're actually able to turn. Now, she says the opposition is becoming more and more and more and more and more and more and more organized and aggressive. The arguments are all about feelings and compassion. Right? Because they have so much feeling and compassion for my kids when they can't get into a school because the illegal has already taken a spot at in-state tuition. When somebody abuses the welfare system or the entitlement systems and they take it away from the rest of us, it's like the gun thing. Morons take advantage of something that can be perfectly safe if handled right, but everybody has to be punished. Anyway, so the ACLU and others on their side are encouraging their believers to arrive early at the city council seats, secure the seats up front, and not to allow conservatives in, to put enough people in there, which is really easy. When you don't have a job, you're collecting welfare, and somebody's paying you $15 under the table an hour, or 10 in some places, sure you're going to go. This grassroots movement that just takes place that day, they're showing up in professionally printed signs. Right? Think about that. Now, you could say it's just an interesting observation, but they're scared. They wouldn't send people. They wouldn't send reinforcements if they weren't scared. Right? And stop calling it grassroots and calling it exactly what it is. I was going to say well-planned, but not really. But it is a planned-out, professionally strategized fight. They just can't find the truth to save their butts, which is why they're going to keep losing. It is still, the Russians are still the reason why Hillary lost. What about the other 1,200 seats you lost over the last few years? Is that also the Russians' fault? Like I said, in California there's been plenty. There was a North Carolina, Ripon, California, had a 5-0 vote to opt out, which I think is wonderful. Another city, let's see, they voted to adopt a resolution that stated their opposition to the sanctuary state. There are cities across the state that have filed lawsuits, and other cities can join them. I mean, this goes on and on and on. But I like the mariachi. The mariachi. Mariachi. Anyway, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
In real side on GCN Live, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I know you've got a boatload of other stations you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, which, you know, it either shows me how high your IQ is or that you had nothing else to do tonight. No, really, seriously, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, you've the theme all night long so far has been for you to get involved, that you need to get engaged, you need to be doing things. And, you know, okay, there's room for Facebook warriors, but here's the reality, Facebook warriors. You need to get off the couch. You need to shut the computer off. You need to put the phone down and go out and get involved in a real grassroots movement. Not a kind of sort of grassroots movement, but a real one. Anyway, here's somebody who has, I've known her for years now, and she has no problem jumping in, doing the right thing, and fighting for you and I, and maybe it would be a good idea if we go support her, and others, too, because she's out there fighting. We're all out there fighting, but, man, I got to tell you, Karen Sigmund, she's president of the American Freedom Alliance, and always, she's always promoting, doing something. Very rarely does she, well, I know she's relaxing now, but I'm not telling anybody where you're at. But you're taking a little time off. That's nice. A couple hours would be is good. Anyway, Karen, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate you taking some time with me.
Oh, Joe, my pleasure, as always.
You know, so first, before we get buried, tell people what the American Freedom Alliance is, what it's all about, and guess who's on my show tomorrow? David Horowitz.
Oh, fabulous. Oh, that's terrific.
The thing I love about him is all I have to do is ask him a question. I can go make a sandwich. He'll take it from there. Right? So tell people about the American Freedom Alliance and what they do for us.
He's brilliant. The American Freedom Alliance is a nonprofit organization in Los Angeles, and our freedom is a select number of threats that threats to those freedoms. And to do that, we hold conferences. I have two coming up. We've got almost monthly events. They're doing all kinds of great things. And we're actually hosting a conference May 20th on school shootings. And while people say, what does AFA have to do with school shootings? Well, I'll tell you what. After school shootings, which is the number one thing that the whole planet is screaming about, taking away our Second Amendment rights. And so we are, on the 20th, going to be telling the truth about what's behind.
Oh, no, no, wait a minute. You can't do that. You can't be given real facts or real statistics.
Sorry.
Or, I mean, my God, we don't want anybody's head to explode.
I know. But if you say, I mean, all the stuff that we talk about, all the stuff that the left does generally, you know, you won't have time to make a whole sandwich, but they do. If they were to actually look at the actual problem, they could actually solve things, but that's never what the left wants to do. They want to find a problem and exploit it, take advantage of every crisis to implement some kind of big power grab. And these shootings are another case in point. It galvanized the gun grabbers, which does nothing except make us all more vulnerable.
Right.
And at the same time, it's ignoring those things that actually do contribute to the problem, like destruction of the family, fatherlessness, the war on boys, and medication. A lot of medications contribute to this kind of thing. So we're going to shine a light on the truth about the gun statistics. We actually have John Lott coming to speak, and a number of experts on all these other issues, because we don't want kids to die, but we want to solve it in a way that's rational and effective, and gun grabbing is not that. So we do that kind of thing.
Well,
so that's May 20th.
And you are one brilliant woman, which is why I'm going to throw this by you. I know you're going to latch onto this. So I got so mad one night about the school shooting stuff where everybody's screaming, you know, we've got to take away the guns are killing our kids and the whole nine yards. So I went and did some research on school shootings. And from 1979 to date, we've had 421 mass shootings at schools. Kids lose their lives at schools. From the year 1900 to the year 1979, we had less than 200 kids killed on schools.
Yeah.
All right? And I said, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it was much easier to get guns, and I think in the 80s, too, but I wasn't that involved. All right? Guns have been in houses. Kids were taught. We actually had classes in schools on how to use guns. And now we're being told it's the gun issue. I think it's a moral issue. What do you think?
Absolutely. And actually, it's so great that you say this. Our conference, the title is Safe Spaces, It's Not the Gun, Stupid, which I've gotten some complaints. But you're too provocative, you're offensive, blah, blah, blah. Well, fine, so what?
Right.
But it's not about the gun. It's not about the gun. And if you are going to protect them, you really have to look at what the actual conditions are. Research exactly to there's a negative correlation between number of guns and school shootings. Plus, we're having school stabbing. So what about that? We're having school, you know, with bombs. You have people, mass killings include driving vehicles in. It includes bombing. It includes all kinds of stuff. If people want to perpetrate evil, they will. They'll find whatever that's at hand. With London, with some of the strictest gun control laws on the planet, it is now more dangerous than New York. This came out with 2 weeks ago. Their mayor said, "What are you doing walking on the streets with a knife?" So gun, right? They won't ever end. They have to take your guns, then your knives, then your fists, then your cars, then everything.
You're exactly right. Where's it going to stop? We got to start picking up the rocks on the street that are about the size of your hand because you could hit somebody and kill them with it. I mean, it's amazing.
Exactly.
They won't deal with the value. Look at, they've taught our kids there's no value. You and I have had this conversation. You know, the kids, babies in the womb are nothing but a bunch of cells, you know. I mean, you go down the whole list.
Exactly right.
And there's...
Exactly.
You see, you're going to get me wound up.
They value violence and not life. And how can that not penetrate into people's brains? Of course it does. And boys growing up without father, either fathers or a father figure, that works too. The war on boys is really not a joke. It's a very serious problem.
Yep.
Nearly, I think with the exception of the Columbine boys, and we don't know how good their fathers were, but with the exception of them, all the main shooters, stabbers, violence perpetrators in schools either didn't have a father figure at all, or real problematic.
So let me ask you.
It's,
we have to go for a break. Can you hang out with me 5 more minutes?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Karen Sigmund's joining me, and listen, don't go anywhere because you're going to miss a great conversation. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
To the Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. God, you know what? There's too many buttons there. It just screws me up something, Ferris. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air. And you send me messages, and that's great. You can send me, but you know, you got to give me time to get to them. It's not like I don't have anything else going on live on the air. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Karen Sigmund joins me. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance. But that is just one of so many things that she does. And she does, you know, to help the cause, to help make America great. Not to help make the Republican Party great, not to help make conservatives great, but to help make America great. You want to come on board and help out? Great. Right?
Right. Exactly right. We've all got to do it, and we can't just be looking to people in power to make that happen. It's got to be us, too.
Yeah, I think we have to find a way. We have to make an example of some of our electeds where we elect somebody in, they turn on us, and then we turn around and replace them. I think that would send such a message, even in one place, if we could come together and make that happen. Don't you?
Yep, that would be great.
Yeah. But
it's a constant battle.
Good luck.
Yes, indeed.
Right? I mean, seriously. Whatever. I got on our Facebook warriors tonight. I think I talked about it earlier. It's just, guys, that's great, but, you know, shut the computer off, put the phone down, get out there, get involved. There's a grassroots event going on this weekend. You're better to tell them about it than I am. And it doesn't cost anything but time, right?
Exactly right. Well, and your best creative skills. A couple of people just through conversation, right after Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer, after his house and office were raided, for a lot of people, this was the moment that pushed them into off the couch and into the streets to support. Anyway, after that happened, I was getting phone calls from people saying, we really have to get together. We've got to show Trump our support. And we need to get out there and protest against the lawlessness that's happening, that we're stepping away from the rule of law. The Democrats will do anything to try to unseat this president. This obviously was a fishing expedition. I don't care if they call it. He was in a tax situation. So what? That's not how this stuff ever works. We
right.
all know that all of this is to go up to find a way to unseat Trump and to undo the will of the people. This is banana republic kind of tactics when you use the arms of the law to be lawless, to go after the lawfully elected officials, and that's exactly what's happening. So we decided that this Sunday, 11:30, at the federal building in Westwood, we would come together. We don't have speakers. It's nothing like that. Just people standing there on that. It's a great corner, Westwood and Veterans, Wilshire and Veterans, with signs, with flags, just showing support for the rule of law. There's an idea.
Oh, my God.
And for the president. I know, right? And for the country, for the fact that our voices need to mean something when we actually elect a president, and to not let these offices, like the FBI, be used for such outrageous political means. And every day more and more is coming out about why Comey chose to disclose, you know, the matter about Hillary. Right? We keep finding out more and more and more and more. And we've been knowing this for a long time, but the Michael Cohen raid, I think, just...
Oh, something over the top. No question. But I'll tell you,
totally.
But I tell you what I love about this, okay, is they hated Comey. He had to go.
Yeah.
He was dishonest,
yeah.
Right? I mean, do you remember
yeah.
all of that?
Yep.
And all of a sudden,
yep.
he's God's. He is God's gift to you know to law to the law profession. It's just amazing.
Unbelievable.
God.
They are as fickle as they're amoral, they're anti-moral, and watching them do this, they try to make things make sense even in their own minds, it's crazy. But the worse they get, we've been saying this here, the worse they get, the more they reveal about their inherent corruption and desire to dismantle rather than build. We see this all the time, and a lot of that culminated in Trump's win.
See, I'm one of those guys that says, don't stop them. Encourage them to be
right.
crazy. Encourage them to put out
right.
what they really feel and think. And I think the American populace, so you talk about, so, you know, talk about middle America, right? The Democrat that, ooh, they do have a Bible, and they watch conservative television, and they just want to feed
right.
their family, and they want to work, and they want to pay their fair share of taxes, not their fair share of taxes, plus others, plus illegals. I want them to
right.
see what their team is doing for them. So we need to
yes.
stop.
Yes.
We need to stop scaring the liberals and let them do what they do best. Right?
Right. But we also have to give people who start to have a glimmer of, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense, a place to turn. And that's why I think I had said this originally started as a pro-Trump rally. I don't think it really has to be that. I think if you, no matter who you believe in or whatever side you're on, you have to be for the rule of law. And that's what this has sort of morphed into, this event on Sunday at 11 o'clock at the federal building, is it's about the rule of law and stop trying to subvert it. That's all.
How about we not be pro-Trump and we be pro-America? How about that?
Pro-America. Exactly right.
Just be pro-America.
Exactly right.
It's that simple.
Pro-America. People are saying bring your MAGA gear, and that's fine. Bring your MAGA gear if that's what's important. But I think we should bring flags. I think we should bring signs that talk about freedom and laws and rule of law, and there should still be attorney-client privilege if that's really the path that you want to take. All the things that they've been doing over the last year and a half have been with a singular purpose of undermining the president and the office of the presidency. And if they don't really think through the damage that this does to us as a nation, to our national security, and so on and so forth, if they make us more vulnerable, which is exactly what they're trying to do.
Right.
We all suffer that. We all suffer. So, yeah, so we hope people will show up. It's, we used to have the big lawn at the federal building. They've let that go, possibly intentionally. So we don't have the lawn, but we have the corner, and we don't have speakers. It's about just standing there with signs on the corner, you know, honk if you support America, you know, signs like that would be great. It'll be from 11:30 to 1:30, and it should really be empowering and powerful.
Pro-American.
Support for one another.
Yes, pro-American.
Right?
I am so tired. You know, even within the party, we're so divided over Trump. And
yes.
We spend too much time arguing each other over Trump as opposed to it's pro-America. We need
it's
to be, you know what we should be arguing?
Yep.
We should be arguing with our congressmen or over our congressmen who aren't doing their jobs, who aren't supporting the president, who aren't helping make America
right.
great again. Those who we need to be railing on and not each other. You mind me
yep,
up again.
Exactly. Amen. Amen. So I hope you come, too. It should be fun. You
right.
know, we don't do enough of this. And people, especially in L.A., we feel so alone. But we're really not. There are a lot of us. We just have to show up.
Well,
show support. And, you know, people are... the media going to do? I don't care. We know that if we were a million people, they'd say, oh, seven.
I know.
So I don't care about the media. I care about
no.
the actual...
We've got to give up on the media
out there.
Give up on
yep,
Facebook
because totally.
They're not going to help us anyhow.
Yep.
And then you and I need to get together and talk about some of these other social media platforms, and we need to inform our people so they don't jump on the wrong place. But quickly, Karen, we're out of time. Tell people where they can find information on the American Freedom Alliance and how they can help you out.
Yeah, well, speaking of social media, find us in our group on Facebook, find me on Facebook, and our website, AmericanFreedomAlliance.com and AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. And I hope to see any Angelinos on Sunday.
Great. Karen, I always appreciate you coming on with me and talking about these issues.
My pleasure, Joe. Thank you so much. And I hope to see you on Sunday.
Yeah, I go back and enjoy yourself. Talk to you later. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Come on back. Yeah, some more crazy stories right after the break.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, earlier tonight, if you were tuned in, we had Madison Rising on. Okay, they're an American Patriot post-grunge and hard rock band. I mean, they drive it home. You know, one of their songs, it's not their song. You know, it's the Star Spangled Banner. But it definitely has their flair. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you cannot like that. Okay? I mean, we're talking Charlie Daniels. I know some of you are traditionalists. There are like 40 people, so I got a choir singing. But I got to tell you something. You want to really feel good? I tell you guys all the time, I have a Grace Haley flag out in front of my house. Handmade here in this country, it's stitched. And I've been to a couple of functions lately. I better stop talking. I want to hear this. So I've been to a couple of functions lately. And I've gotten out of my way. All right, so I shut up for a minute. Oh, come on. That's how it goes. Anyway, listen, so I went to a couple of functions lately. And, you know, some of you guys out there always complaining about, you know, what they do right, what they do wrong, and they always put the flag in the wrong place. It makes me crazy. So I go up and I'm touching these flags. And you know what they feel like? They feel like really good bed linen that have been printed on. You know what I'm saying? Some of them not so good bed linen, but some of them good bed linen. My flag doesn't feel like that. It's got, I can feel the material, I can feel the stitching, the stars are, I mean, it's a great flag, it's a proud flag. I gotta tell you something. I laugh, ever since we put it up in front of the house, ever since I've been flying that thing, I feel bad for people who don't have that kind of flag. And I'm joking, I'm dead serious. But you can find it on Amazon, you can find it in our store, it's a Grace Alley flag. They come in several sizes. I'm telling you, if you get the flag and you hate it, call me. I'll buy it back from you. How do you like that? That's how easy it is for me. Go to gracealley.com. And you know, they have a flag. They have a non-tangle pole. They have all kinds of stuff. But my point is, buy American like I asked you to. This is good quality, so it's you don't have to worry about it. Matter of fact, the stuff you're getting from China and other places, they're terrible. They make me crazy. And we're going to start giving them away on the show again. One a week. That's it. Don't get greedy. And the reason I said that, I want you to get comfortable buying again. Buying American products. Especially when it comes to the flag. I don't know why anybody would want to buy an American flag made in China but somebody who's probably getting paid $25 a week. Seriously, that ain't cool. Not for a minute. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, somebody called, one of you listeners called, I don't know why you didn't say it somewhere else, but some guy called me and said, would you be insulted if I said you were like little Sean Hannity? I was thinking, yeah, I would. I think I'm better looking than he is. You know? What? He looks like... I know, everybody's picking on him. But look at his hair. He doesn't part it in the middle, and he doesn't part his side. Kind of off just a little bit. He looks like an old barbershop guy. The only thing he's missing is a handle mustache.
He's handsome. Leave him alone.
He's handsome. All right. Not to me, it ain't. Anyway. Joe Biden says Republicans don't want blacks to vote. Remember this guy? Remember? If I did this... without imitating him, they would try to hang me. And you know this is true. But he was giving a speech back when he was, you know, hoofing it for Hillary. And he said, I don't know if you guys remember this. You vote for Republicans, they want to put y'all back in chains, make slaves out of you again. I'm sorry, what does that sound like? What does he sound like he's trying to do? That creepy Joe? Come on, let's just be honest about it. There are pictures all over the place. You know, they're eating Trump up. And he didn't touch anybody. You know, when he talked about grabbing certain things. And here you have Joe Biden, who's got pictures of him being really creepy with little kids. I'm not saying that he's doing anything with them. Don't get me wrong. Although we have seen him do, you know, the way he... Anyway, it's pretty... If you eat and then see the pictures, you probably will lose your food. That's how creepy it is. Former Vice President Joe Biden lashed out at Republicans, telling MSNBC host Al Sharpton, well, there's another guy of integrity right there, that the GOP wants to suppress the black vote. These Republicans don't want working class people voting. They don't want black folks voting either, Biden said. Really? Is that why we reached out for the black vote? There were more blacks who voted for The black vote is rising. Black support is rising for Republicans. Do you guys really believe, you know, Mr. Biden, if you really believe that if you say it enough time, your people might believe it, but ours won't? And the more you talk about that, the more... Isn't it funny? How come you never go after the Jews? How come you never talk about what you guys are doing to the Jews? Oh, never mind. Right? Seriously. So, the former vice president's comments, they're not just disgraceful. They're so incorrect. And they're the stereotypical lie that the left tells and keeps telling and wants to keep telling. Because, you know, we hate blacks. Just ask Ben Carson. Or Tim Scott. Why don't we look and see how many black senators have been voted into the Senate by Democrats? Can we check that? I have the answer. As opposed to how many Republicans. Who were the first blacks voted into Congress? Voted into the Senate? What party did they belong to? I mean, it gets even worse. Look at Congresswoman Mia Love. I mean, we hate black women. Don't you know that? How did she slip through the cracks? I don't know. Maybe she identified as a white male that day. I don't know. There's some politicos who actually believe that President Trump won the 2016 presidential election because he intensely campaigned for the black vote. Oh, and the working class vote. God forbid we should want that, right? The best line in his campaign, bar every speech he had, the best line, you've been voting for them for 60 years. Vote for me, what do you got to lose? What he was saying is, you haven't advanced almost at all. In any of those cities that they're running, that you keep voting them into, look, we have Corey Duncan on the show, we talk about what's going on in the black community in Baltimore. It keeps getting worse there. And they keep voting their own people back in. But once you vote a bunch of others back in, I don't care if it's white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever. See if you can't get something better for yourselves. Consider the headline from Washington Post. Mostly black neighborhoods voted more Republican in 2016 than in 2012. Two of the president's most vocal supporters, Lynette Hardaway and Rochelle Richardson, also known as Diamond of Silk. Trump's not a racist. He's a realist, they say. And the only color he sees is green. And he wants to have some of it. And he wants to have some more of it. I'm okay with that. It's unfortunate Biden's chosen to align himself with the race-baiting rhetoric of alligators like Al Sharpton. I mean, agitators. Al, why Al? Why aren't you in Chicago, Al? Right? Why aren't you in Philadelphia, Al? Why aren't you fighting for inner city education, Al? See, I loved it in D.C. when they actually showed them that with vouchers and charter schools, these kids did so much better. The black community did so much better. They skyrocketed in test scores. Why doesn't Al and Jesse and Oblamo go there, see what they're doing and see what works, take the partisan crap out of it, and then go cookie cutter that in Chicago and Miami and New York and other places, Philadelphia? Show that you really care about your people. It truly is deplorable. I mean, think about what they're doing. How they're not helping their community. So here's what I'd have to say about Biden and Sharpton and Jackson and so forth. They don't care about the black community, with the exception of the vote, any more than Margaret Sanger cared about women. It really is that simple. You don't even need a college degree, not putting anybody down with one, but you don't even need a college degree to figure that one out. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You have been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.